Welcome back to From Illumination to Innovation, the Fitty Podcast for round two of the Generation Jeopardy game. I'm your co-host, Shaniqua Brown, the founder and president of Elevated TA, the premier hiring partner for the government.
And I am your co-host, Stephanie Crane. I am also known as the corporate mystic and owner of Topis Innovation. And today we have two fabulous guests participating in our Generation Jeopardy game. And we're going to let them take a moment and introduce themselves. So we'll start first with you, but I'd like you to each give me your name, what you do, where you're from, and what generation are you representing? Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm Chloe Fiona. I go by either or. And I go by she, her pronouns. I am, do I say my age?
What do you do?
Oh, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a professional dancer. And I am currently going to grad school to become a clinical social worker. And I am a Gen Z. So, woo-hoo. Yeah.
Excellent. And then go ahead.
Hello, I am Ed.
Hi,
I am
Ed.
Generation X, originally from Iowa, but relocated to Texas many, many decades ago. I'm in IT, and that's what I do.
Excellent.
Well, thank you both for being here. I will say that you both gave a very stereotypical generational intro. This is going to be a good time. And as you all know in our audience, today is going to be, let's see, maybe.
Hit the arrows. Go ahead and like.
Here we go. It's going to be Gen X versus Gen Z. Let's go, babies.
And first to start, we need you to play rock, paper, scissors to determine who goes first. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh.
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 I didn't.
Got it. You got to like rock, paper, scissors. Okay.
Well, here are our categories, forgotten ones. These are like, think of anything, person, place, or thing that has been forgotten. Once popularly used, but now forgotten. Real or real? Well, is it real or is it a real? Emoji talk. What is the etiquette for these emojis that we're sharing? Double letters. The answers will be double letters. Put on your thinking caps for that one. And facial recognition. Everyone loves this one. All right. Who is that person an image? Well, Ed, since you won rock, paper, scissors, which category would you like to go with?
Let's start with forgotten ones.
Ooh, for how many points?
Forgotten ones. For 10.
For 10.
Are y'all ready to use your kazoos? Have you practiced them?
You have to use your kazoos.
Do a practice. Yeah, they suck.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
If you want to, you can.
With just one more big clap.
Okay, so
or you can clap.
So the alternate to the kazoo is the clap.
Okay.
And you don't have to hold your boards. You can put your boards in between. You don't have to hold them or whatever.
Oh, okay,
yeah, set them aside. Okay, they're fine. So when you're ready to answer, you clap. And I'm the judge, and I'm a
and
Libra.
Stephanie, if you need someone to
double judge,
will.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm the ref. She's the judge. Okay. So the first question, forgotten ones for 10 points. There was a time when Friday nights were built around a visit to the Blue and Yellow store to pick out the latest movie release.
Blockbuster.
In the form of a question.
Oh, what is Blockbuster?
You are correct.
And that was for 10.
Okay. That one.
So there's a couple of that we will note that some of them don't gray out. Most of them will, but we'll tell you.
Okay. So I'm going to keep the cursor over forgotten ones for 10 because that one is gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm keeping a note over here too. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
Question. Mm-hmm. Now, if I don't say what is, will it be docked as incorrect and given to the next
person? We'd like it in the form of a question.
Okay. Yeah.
But we were pretty loosey goosey in the last game, but we'd really like to try.
Okay. What is? What is?
What is? Who is?
Okay.
So what category would you like next?
Ooh. I'm going to put it all in and say forgotten ones 50.
Ooh, I love the way you think.
Yeah.
This early 2000s website allowed users to download music for free, sparking a revolution in how we access and share music. Ed?
Napster.
Napster is right. Great job, Ed. Okay, now the floor is to you.
Let's do emoji talk for 10.
All right. This emoji shot to fame in 2020 during the COVID pandemic. Chloe?
The one with the mask. What is one with the mask? Yeah.
The mask.
Get it, Chloe.
Yeah.
All right, Chloe. Now it's on you.
Oh, emoji talk 50.
Oh, big spender.
Absolutely.
What generationally confusing emoji says yes when it really means no?
Thumbs up? What is the thumbs up emoji?
Thumbs up.
Wow. Really impressed with that, babe. That was.
Do you just not use that emoji?
No.
There's a reason why.
Happy face most of the time.
Gen X is learning, and so they're happy to share their new knowledge.
Ed, what would you like to give?
Let's do facial recognition for 20.
All right. This British band led by Freddie Mercury produced timeless classics like Bohemian Rhapsody and We Will Rock You.
Queen.
Chloe.
What is Queen? Sorry.
Hey, I just want to take a moment really quick to point out an error on my part, the designer, working so fast. This section that we're on is actually called playlist, as you note in the bottom over there.
Oh, yeah, it is playlist.
And the double letters one actually has a different name as well.
Oh, it's...
So that's my bad.
The double letters one is actually fashion forward or back. Or,
yeah, fashion. So it's going to be about fashion. So forgive
that's good
me.
To know. Okay.
Now that y'all know.
Okay.
I think the other ones are proper, but
the other ones are correct.
I just looked at it. I'm like, how did I...
The green one is fashion forward... fashion flashback or forward, and the purple one is playlist.
Okay. So you just scored 20 on that facial. Okay, perfect. So it's your call, right?
My call, yes. Mm-hmm.
So we like to, we didn't, we said we weren't going to trick you, but we were lying.
Okay.
There's two columns of tricks.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do real or real. Let's do 20.
20. This app is where 15-second fame happens. Thanks to dance crazes and viral challenges and endless
TikTok. What is TikTok?
What is tickety talk? What?
I don't even have it.
You run with which you would like.
Let's do real or no, real or real 40.
40?
Yeah, okay. 40.
This well-watched app recently added shorts to jump on the real craze.
Facebook? What is Facebook? No.
What is Instagram Reels?
No, they're done. They missed it.
What was that?
I was hoping to give you guys another one.
YouTube.
What is YouTube?
Oh, man.
Shorts. YouTube shorts.
Oh, they did shorts.
Come on, guys.
You're not watching our shorts on YouTube? I'm appalled.
Listen, I watched the full thing.
Okay, we'll take that for.
All right. So no one got that one. I think it's still on you, Chloe.
Oh, everything's always on me. Okay, let's do double letters 10.
Except it's fashion or forward.
Fashion or forward 10.
Fashion, flashback, or forward.
Yes.
Percent.
Yes.
You don't have to remember it. I'll remember
okay.
it.
Yeah, see, it's at the bottom.
This fashion trend from the early 90s involved flannel shirt.
Yes. Grunge. What is grunge?
Look at you go.
Absolutely. No. That was me in high school. No.
Let's go.
Okay. What is let's do forgotten ones 30.
30. Before every smartphone had one, this changed the way we capture moments, making it easier to take and share more photos instantly.
Kodak? What, it was the Kodak Insta camera?
Right after that.
Right after digital.
What is Canon?
That was at the same time.
Oh.
We are specifically looking for
a digital camera.
Oh, even though we did use a Canon.
We did use a camera.
I don't know. Like, as a millennial, that was us going out. Like, we had a digital camera. We uploaded every single image to our Facebook. It was a wild time. Mm-hmm. All righty. So no one got that one. Mm-hmm. Chloe?
Oi, okay. What is Emoji Talk 40?
I believe in you.
I don't know.
Okay, let me click on it. This slightly spooky emoji is often used to symbolize being stood up for a date or a meeting. Oh, rock, paper, scissors. It was at the same
time. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it really was.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Shoot. Hold on.
Let's do this. Shoot.
Shoot, okay. Shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, there you go.
Okay. It is the...
I don't know about the rules.
It is the ghost emoji.
Yeah, correct.
What is? Sorry.
Uh-huh. What is?
What is?
Okay. Let's see.
I was going to say Z just pulled ahead of X.
40 did not cross out. So, you know.
Oh,
emoji
okay,
talk 40.
10 mm-hmm. 40.
Emoji Blue. Talk. Mm-hmm. Okay. So... Next for you?
I wish I didn't know that because now I got pressure. Okay. So, okay. Let's do Forgotten Ones 10, please.
Oh, 10 is already
been used.
Oh, yes. I'm in. Okay.
20
please. Okay. Yes.
Before email and smartphones, this handheld device was used to send.
Sorry. What is a pager?
Oh, my gosh. What is a pager?
Thank you, Dad.
Okay, Chloe.
Okay. real 50.
Are you stressed out? This technology simulates human intelligence in machines and is...
What is AI?
What is AI?
Hey, I want y'all to know I made that.
Am I allowed to do that, interrupt while you're talking? Okay.
No. With the right answer. With and as long as you say it in a question form, sure.
Mm-hmm. Which means you can too. Okay.
You're allowed to interrupt if you know the answer.
No, aren't you proud of my AI image?
I really am.
Yeah, it was great.
Chloe. What is facial recognition 50.
Playlist for 50.
Yeah, it's really playlist.
I'm sorry.
No, it's our fault.
This K-pop group, known for their synchronized dance moves and hits like Dynamite and Butter, has a massive following. K-pop group, known for their synchronized dance moves and hits like Dynamite and Butter, has a massive following.
I know.
I will say it's literally the only one that I know,
and I can't remember. They're like,
I'm gonna
six
call
of
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's exactly what we were all thinking. It's BTS. You're like, yes.
That's
exactly
yes.
What I'm gonna say to my tongue. Okay, Chloe.
What is facial recognition 40?
Playlist known for their iconic grunge.
What is Nirvana? Yeah.
Nirvana.
Also known as Fecal Matter when they first originated. Kurt Cobain. Yeah.
That's really, really good information.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm really happy that they changed their name.
I like that deep knowledge.
It's because of my father.
It's not my favorite song by them is called Territorial Pissings, so it actually makes real
that
good
makes
sense.
A lot of
yeah,
sense.
I actually like it. Sorry, Gen X.
The back and the front.
Yeah, I can understand. All right, Chloe.
What is, I'll just go through facial recognition, not facial recognition.
Playlist.
Mm-hmm. What is playlist 30?
30. Okay. This artist known for their distinctive fashion and hits like Bad Guy became an icon with their debut album. I'm a bad guy. Duh. I think that's all we're allowed to say for free.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, what is Billie Eilish?
Mm-hmm, Billie Eilish.
We'll go with who, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, who? Okay.
So what for place, thing, who for person. Mm-hmm. Who is Billie Eilish? This is a beautiful
image. That's a really good
image.
Gen X, I just want to let you know that you've really bailed out of the game.
I'm here. Play.
Okay, let's go.
What is... Playlist 10.
Okay. This Canadian rapper, recently called out by Kendrick Lamar, is known for hits like God's Plan and In My Feelings. I don't think either one of you listened to this.
Wait, maybe. I know about God's Plan.
From
maybe the Bible, but...
I'm like, for Canadian rap?
Who is Pitbull?
Mm-mm. That's Mr. Miami. That's Canadian. He's from Florida. He's Miami.
Oh, I think he's from Canada.
Is it Drake? What is Drake?
Who is Drake?
Okay.
It's Drake. You're welcome for that positive experience here on our show, Drake.
He's Canadian. Oh, yeah, Degrassi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Degrassi.
He's been having a rough couple of months.
The scandal with the hot sauce. Right. That was a long time ago, though.
Oh, well, you have to be. I have to catch you up on some recent Drake stuff. Okay. So next.
What is Forgotten Ones 10?
We already did 10. You want to do 40?
Oh, geez. Why, Chloe?
It's okay. Forgotten You're really Ones that 40. One. This device, known for its click wheel, allowed users.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is the iPod?
Yeah.
Not gonna say that my Nano still works. I had it on last night, but
ooh, Mr. IT still has a working iPod.
He uses it frequently.
Now, you, Ed, where would you like to go?
Let's do double letters for 30.
All right,
or fashion actually, forward or
flashback.
Yeah.
This brand, known for its logo-centric...
What is Adidas?
Adidas. Yeah. All right, Chloe.
What is Fashion Forward 20? Yeah.
This modern trend focuses on environmentally friendly and ethical...
What is hipster?
No.
Are you for reals?
This modern trend. Are you from Rails? No. We're going to overtly cheat. This modern trend focuses on environmentally friendly and ethical clothing choices, often involving thrift shopping and upcycling.
So, you have an option.
What is minimalism? No.
No.
Environmentalism.
What is sustainable fashion? You both like part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Chloe, where should we go?
Ooh, what's fashion forward, right? What is fashion forward 50?
50.
Yeah.
During COVID-19 pandemic lockdown, this type of clothing saw a spike in sales, especially the matching sets. I love that face she's giving.
Jogging suits, sweatpants.
What?
Athletic apparel.
Okay.
He's really in the vein.
You're
pajamas.
Okay.
What is bumming it?
Yeah. Ed was like, really?
You're closer.
I kind of want to give it to him.
I think we should give it to Ed because it says loungewear and it also
loungewear.
Created this question.
Okay.
When I created this question, it also said athleisure. So you're correct. Okay. Loungewear.
Okay. Nice.
What is bumming? What are these bums doing? All right. Okay. That was fantastic, Ed. You are taking the lead here.
Let's do emoji talk for 30.
Oh, let's go. Do you have a...
What is light bulb?
Oh, my God. Correct. Chloe, it's you to run the board now.
What is emoji talk 20?
Plenty. This dark purple Mediterranean.
What is eggplant?
Aubergine.
Sorry.
That was the most competitive I've seen you. That was good.
That was good.
I just want to point out that blue 40 is gone, and so is orange 10.
Oh, okay.
So what is left is two in the red and one in the, I can't see the color. Because
green.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, there's a giant
one. Real or real or double letters left.
Let's do real or real 10.
This classic toy was the original light show where kids made glowing art with their tiny plastic peg.
Oh, what is...
what is light bright?
Oh, light bright. It is light bright.
Ted, you did not know
it. Took me a minute.
I like this.
That one hurt.
Okay. Ed?
Reels are reels for 30.
All right. This ancient music format often required to use of a pencil to save your favorite jams from getting all twisted up. This.
What is a cassette tape?
Ding, ding, ding. I remember I had a cassette tape. Mm-hmm. Oh, cassette tapes. Oh, 30 doesn't go out either. All right. So
So
we have
the
one
last
more.
One is.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Recently revived this trend featuring low rise jeans, crop tops, and butterfly clips.
What is Y2K?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I had a phase.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no.
This is really
oh,
no. impressive, gang. I just want to say the score was Gen Z 330 and Gen X 230. But this was really beautiful competition. I just want to like acknowledge both of you for showing up and really putting forth the energy in this. This is great.
It took effort. That light bright hurt.
You came for that one.
And there we go with timer. So we hit right on time, which is also actually extra impressive. We're going to take a quick break as the clock is dictating us, and we will be right back to have some conversation with Gen Z and Gen X.
And we are back. Thank you, Chloe and Ed, for participating in our Generational Jeopardy game. How was it for you? What did you think about the game?
Stressful.
It was. It felt good. I like adrenaline. Uh-huh. So it was a good adrenaline rush for the day. Yeah.
And so I'm curious if you want to maybe share a little bit about how it felt showing up as representative for your generation. Chloe, if you want to go first, like showing up as representative for Gen Z.
Yeah. So I think, immediately when I came here and I got you guys sent out that list of clothing to wear on set. Mm-hmm. But I remember specifically it says show up as you, but a lot of it was casual formal wear. But then I took the show up as you, as a Gen Z, it's kind of I like having a purpose or a sense of purpose or feeling like when I do something, there's purpose happening for more so me. Uh-huh. And so I wanted to show up as me, mm-hmm. but also in an extremer type of way, mm-hmm. Kind of pushing outside of a container, essentially living outside of the container. So mm-hmm. I want to do more extra than I usually would, just to represent who I am. Because when I go out, this is what I would wear when I go out, mm-hmm. To represent myself. And
Perfect.
Yeah.
What about you, Ed? How do you feel representing for Gen X?
Pretty typical. Not to be too generational, but yeah.
Pretty typical.
Well, when you're thinking about, starting with you, Ed, Generation X, how do you think that older generations perceive you, and how do you think younger generations perceive Generation X?
Oh, jealousy, of course. I mean, we're the greatest. We were the latchkey kids that got left at home that got to do anything. So from some little facetiousness there, but a little truth also, we were the generation that got to do anything without the supervision, yet we still had the confines and construct of the previous generation to kind of oversee it all, the wheels on the cart, so to speak. So
how do you think the the younger generations understand? Because I would assume that baby boomers were the ones that essentially made you latchkey kids. But do you think like millennials or Gen Z or even Gen Alpha like would understand like the latchkeyness of Gen?
Sadly, I don't think they do. And I don't think they'll have the opportunity. Uh-huh. I think that was a big piece of my childhood was that independence, that willingness to explore and being encouraged to do so. Mm-hmm. Whereas nowadays, I think there's more training wheels and less bruises incurred.
Yeah. Realistically, Gen X, we were the first generation whose mothers went to work en masse. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really know, you know, what they were doing. Like from a societal perspective, we mm-hmm. weren't really set up to support working mothers. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't like there was just childcare readily available. And there was a lot more of a sort of, I think, over time, kid like became more infantilized as they grew older, where with us, it's like, you know, oh, well, they're five. They'll be able to like keep themselves alive for a few hours, you know, and there just sort of was just that sense of like survivalism that we were all, that was sort of ingrained in us. So I think that affected the latchkey aspect of it a lot. Is like our moms all went to work and we didn't have a plan in place for that.
Probably wasn't the best thing, but it wasn't a choice either. So
mm-hmm. yeah,
I agree. I think at least when you mentioned the training wheels, especially my generation, if you think about it, like now, like it would be first place, second place, third place. You lost. Now it's like, oh, here's a award for participating, or you got in fifth place, you got in 10th place, and you still get a ribbon. And I think, you know, now there's that expectation. At least I feel like I'm a little bit more sensitive, especially to like losing or like all these other things, because there was always that cushion. Mm-hmm. Especially with like my parents, and I'm grateful for them, like always like trying really hard to take care of me, always putting forward my needs. Like if something happened at school, immediate email, like my mom would always be there. So there are positives, but also like, I feel like there's a lot more sense of like fear in the real world, at least on my end. Mm-hmm. The fear of independence.
So Chloe, how do you think older generations perceive you, and how do you think younger Gen Alpha perceives Gen Z?
I feel like generations that are older than me probably see my generation as like lazy or like just kind of like woo, go with the flow, like who cares and this and that, which is like kind of true, but also like I don't perceive myself as lazy necessarily. I see as myself exploring multitudes of different options. And also like, it's true, like I don't care that much about money, like at all. I would rather have a job that represents my purpose and me, that whole I want, me. I think a lot of us feel that way from my generation, but not in like a self-serving way, more in the sense of like, what am I giving to the world and how do I represent like how I'm giving back into like my own existence, like who I am. Also, there has been like studies shown that like people my generation suffer from a lot of mental illness. I think it was like 55 percentile for Gen Z. And then like with Gen X, it's actually like 31%. Now, how many Gen X's go to like, you know, therapy and stuff like that and are open in therapy? I don't know if that's a part of the statistics or not. Statistics are like statistics. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but also I feel like I'm way more open to talk about mental illness, like even me, like within like a work setting, a friend-to-friend setting, and just like, wow, this is me, this is who I am. And so that's a big part.
How do you think Gen Alpha perceives you?
Gen Alpha? Old. I used to be a TA, and I did alternative education, and I worked with kids with autism. And the kids in alternative education, they saw me as old, like old. Mm-hmm. Like I remember they were playing like rap songs and stuff in the classroom, and like I said, like, guys, like, why are you like, let's not play that, like, you know the ski song? It's like, ski? No. Okay, well, they were like, I remember they were like playing that in class, and I was like, there is no skiing in class today, guys. And they're like, you know what ski is? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you're old. Like, how would you know that? So they perceive me as old, but yet there's only like a what? I was helping teach like 14-year-olds, like 13-year-olds, and I'm only like, I was 23 at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
it already feels like a gap at that point. It already feels like there's a gap. Like,
yeah.
Like,
but there isn't that much. Yeah. Like, there's still part of there's like iPods. Not iPods, sorry. I know. iPhone.
There's no gap at all. There's like a...
I think the younger generations are more on track with the more clearer delineation between personal and work. Mm-hmm. If there's anything I think my generation got wrong from the previous generation was the warped work ethics that said the company owns you and that's just the way it is and you do what they say. Mm-hmm. That shift that's occurring through communication is a huge one. And I think that's the positive of it all.
Chloe, you as more from Gen Z, you're more of a digital native. What are your thoughts on how like technology impacts communication at work or even in personal lives?
I think technology, I'm not the hugest tech person when it comes to like using technology, especially at like, I guess within school, it made it easier to contact my professors. But also I think it opened the door of being more like, I guess, real and like honest through email and communication. I think there are definite drawbacks in that, like you were saying, because sometimes once it's like written and you have something in writing, it can be used against you 100% and it's documented. So you have to be very careful with what you say, mm-hmm. when you send an email. I didn't know when sending an email at 2 a.m. at night was like bad. Like it meant like
you would send an email at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, to my professors because I would be freaking out about a project. Aww. But, but it's also like that email could have waited while and I could have had time to decompress, figure things out on my own. It's more like I need this instant, like I need it now. Like you need to respond now. Mm-hmm. And I do tend to do that a lot. But yeah, I think technology has impacted my generation in a positive, but also a slightly negative way as well.
I can see both of your perspectives as like validating something that my grandfather said before he transitioned. He's from the silent generation and mm-hmm. his heart went out to us, like everyone after us, because he just could not understand like emails at work. When mm-hmm. my grandfather went to work, he went to work at 6 a.m. He got home at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. and work stayed at work. And that was one of the things that he said helped him, you know, decompress or work through conflict was because if he got upset with, you know, someone on his team, he had the night to think over it, mm-hmm. to decompress, mm-hmm. Because he found out early on it wasn't necessarily the person, it was what's going on. Mm-hmm. He felt overwhelmed or anxiety, mm-hmm. you know, from the situation. So he had mm-hmm. time to think about it at home and then go into work fresh versus now he was seeing like it could be very stressful to like be on the clock essentially.
Yeah.
And to know where to set those boundaries. It's like they make it very challenging. To the point Ed was speaking about having a warped sense of work ethic. And it's like when we think about work-life balance, which I have been trying to consciously shift to life-work balance, mm-hmm. because let's set our priorities. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And we should be living, you know, and then working in that context. And so it really does matter. And I'm always encouraged when I see Gen Z, for example, or even millennials do it too, a lot more, mm-hmm. setting those boundaries, creating the right space, you know, mm-hmm. and I think it's really important.
Yeah.
So I'm curious for both of you, what are your opportunities to participate with other generations? And how often do you have that opportunity? And like, do you seek that out or do you mm-hmm. find that it's difficult to connect to other generations?
I actually, all my friends are millennials. I have some that are, you know, young and my generation, but most of all my friends are millennials or the ones that like consistently talk to and engage with. My own boyfriend's a millennial. And I appreciate the maturity aspect of it. Growing up, I think I transitioned in college where I was like, man, everyone's just like partying and doing this and that. And I didn't want to party. I wanted to focus on my grades in school. And I kind of just became friends with grad students. And that just kind of like motivated me because it was like, no one's making dumb decisions. No one's going out at like night and driving while they drink, which happens a lot, especially in my generation. And I know that probably happened with millennials, but they're at that age now where I remember we were going to a club and we all drank, having a good time. And then they're like, okay, we're going to call the Uber. Let's split it. And I was like, an Uber? We're taking an Uber? They're like, yeah, Chloe, like, you can die if you're drinking dry. I'm like, I know, but like, I've never had friends who were this mature about it. And so they were like, well, from personal experience, like now that we're older. And so I kind of after that was like, I want to surround myself with people who are smart, mature, already established in life. And so to motivate me and to be like, wow, I can be like that. I can do this. I can do that. Set me on a more positive, positive path. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
That is.
What about you?
I actually like the younger generations and exposure with them. Just from the creativity level, I should say. My generation tends to be not less creative, but more just do a grind and get on with it kind of thing. You know, like when it comes to agricultural practices or beekeeping or anything like that. It's a lot of the clubs, it's the youth that are coming up with the new ideas, the different practices and policies and things. And I feel very encouraged by that. I tend not to get as stressed as a lot of my generation does, it seems. I'm just really not that angry old white guy. Play one well, but for the most part, I'm actually really encouraged by the younger generations. You know, I think we've given them quite a bag of shit, so to speak, to process and deal with. And the creativity and the optimism that's being approached with it is commendable. So,
Well, do you guys have, let's share like takeaways. We'll allow you, our guests, to go first, and then Stephanie, you and I will share ours. Ed, would you like to, do you have any takeaways?
Sure. No, this was exciting. I'm not as generationally as aware as I thought I was. So there's something to be said there, but it was a stimulating conversation and I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. What about you, Chloe?
I felt very comfortable. I think it was good that, like, it was not, it was me versus at the beginning, like, versus a Gen Xer. I actually really appreciate it. It reminds me of, like, I don't want to compare you to my dad.
No.
But, like, the same energy, I felt comfort in it. And so it felt fun just, like, participating in this and just, like, engaging in, like, a community activity. I'm new to Austin, and so I, like, Shaniqua is my friend, and that's about it. But like, so like I'm new. I don't really do much. I don't go out as much. And so this was like something to engage in that I think was like really helpful for me to put myself like out there and engage in something positive and fun. So
Chloe, it's beautiful to have you here. And as a friend, if I may share, Chloe got into grad school. She's going to Baylor.
Yeah.
I'll celebrate that.
Yay, for sure. That's so exciting. She got into her top choice. So that's
top choice.
It's amazing. This is amazing. Yeah.
Well,
what about
I,
you?
I have two takeaways. The first takeaway is I think that most of our stereotypes about generations are just like ill-informed, I guess, misconceptions to hear that like every generation has played outside. I think that's like what kids like to do. And I think sometimes parenting could require kids to stay inside, but I think kids naturally enjoy exploring. It's from what I understood from
curiosity.
That. Kids are curious. Yeah. So I think that is, some parents may give their kid technology to give them space and time. So maybe we should start looking at parents, whether the parents are giving technology versus like blaming or saying shaming kids for technology. So that's my first takeaway. And then my second takeaway was about like the about generations, like how we also categorize generations, I think that there's some nuances to it because, as you mentioned, like Gen X being like the first like latchkey kids, because like that was where like women, the generation where women went to work. As a Black person, it was something to celebrate when your mom got to stay home because like Black women have always worked. So I grew up as a latchkey kid as well. And I know younger generations of Black and brown kids are also latchkey kids. So I think it's also like something that is like more nuanced. And like, I think the generation conversations that are divisive are broad strokes versus like looking at individuals and their upbringing. So those are my two takeaways.
I think that's a great takeaway. And it makes a lot of sense. I think it's a lot of what happens when we get kind of stuck into our mindset of how we perceive. And then it's what starts to allow us to create blame as well, you know, when we do that. So I just want to like double highlight the takeaway that all kids play outside. Okay. Like I just,
that's encouraging.
It seems like such a ridiculous thing to not just know is true. But I do think that there's a real reality in a real large group, especially of the older generation, that have like sort of convinced themselves that, you know, this isn't the truth. But I think like the converse of that is also the takeaway that like, regardless of what generations' exposure have been to technology, that all generations are sort of have like a love-hate relationship with it. That as much as we perceive that, you know, Gen Z or millennials or whatever may be like, you know, the tech group or whatever, it's been thrust upon them in many ways, you know, and they've had to adapt and all of those things. But it's like everybody seems to want to be able to create that space and kind of control, you know, their own energy and how it gets accessed. And so I think it was really actually encouraging to hear, you know, that we all, because these are things that we can come together on to improve things for everybody, you know, in a general way, and the way that we work together, the way that we are friends and communicate with each other. So to me, that was very, very eye-opening, specifically around the technology stuff.
You'd be... interested in knowing that Chloe and I, we're not friends on social media. She's Gen Z and I'm a millennial and we didn't swap social handles. I think,
We're in person. Yeah. Like I show up at her door. I'm more of a...
We knock on each other's doors.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my friends, we call each other on the phone. Yeah. And we do it without even warning each other.
Yeah.
Like we literally just... The phone rings and we're not afraid.
That's how it should be. I think that's how it should be.
Well, because I think it's like we're inundated with so much, like so many notifications. Like I am on a campaign of telling all my friends and family that I disabled and deleted text messaging.
So we did, before we wrap, we did forget something very important. And then we're going to have to wrap our show because we have another one coming up.
Yes.
If you want to reach underneath there and hand this to me. Here we go. So, Ed, we would like to give you this participation award for participating, and you can hold it up to the audience and let them see.
That's the generation that brought about the participation award.
Yay!
Very grateful to finally get mine.
Thank you so much. We're going to have to do a fast wrap. And so I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. And Shaniqua.
Thank you so much. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and check us out on our podcast wherever you listen. See you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our show. Show us your support by following us on your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
You can also find us on Castus at fromillumination2innovation.castus.com. If you love our show, share it with your friends and coworkers too. Let's all work together to help businesses
vibrate higher.